Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fackner. Here we are, Rick.
Downtown. Awesome.
Yep. Beautiful day here. Sun shining.
I thought...
Somewhere in Queensland.
I don't think I've ever been down here when it's not raining, blowing a hurricane. And I mean, that's ridiculous that there's so much water in the lake that we've got the electric pumps going to keep the place from flooding.
Tell our listeners that the lunch you just consumed down here with me that I cooked up.
I will admit, good listeners, that it was a very, very pleasant lunch indeed.
Seafood extravaganza, I call it.
It was. Your specialty, isn't it?
Yeah, straight out the pond down the bottom here. Yeah.
It did taste a bit muddy. All right,
We'll start with the SANFL this week, Rick.
That's a good idea.
Obviously, had the McGarry Medal night on Monday night, I think it was,
yes,
Rick.
Yes,
doesn't matter, Monday or Tuesday. Aaron Young, ex-Port Power, ex-Gold Coast.
Yes, was one of the favourites.
Yeah, was one of the favourites.
Yeah.
And the other two were virtual runners-up. It was pretty well... Good count, though. It was very, very close. Only a vote in it, so... So they had tipped him as one of the top three, so Aaron Young. And this week in the footy, he gets a week off this week because North goes straight into the grand final, obviously, Rick.
Yeah. I really hope... I mean, this applies to all my feelings about premierships in any sport where there's finals. I really think... I always like whoever's finished top at the end of the minor round to win the premiership because, except for money, I'm not sure that I'm a great fan of finals because it's two seasons.
I agree.
And we've proved that. Yep. We've discussed it before.
Yep.
Perfect example, not having a go because there are two seasons. Rules are rules.
Yep.
But the Crows are a classic example. Mm. Two premierships in a row and would, on neither occasion, were the best side for the season.
Yep.
Anyway, I've said that. So I hope. Now, you're the guru of Sandful, but the Crows thrashed Norwood in the...
55 points in the semi.
But the Norwood won both minor round games, didn't they?
So, yeah, it's a funny old season. I'd like to see Norwood North playoff, I think. I really would, but that's just me.
I didn't hear your tip.
Well, then it'll be Norwood if they're going to play North in the grand.
So no, good listeners, I thought he said I'd like to see that, but I didn't hear the tip.
No, I'll
tip
you are Norwood. Going, I'll go Norwood.
You're going
I'll go
Norwood.
Norwood, just as an upset.
Well, I'm going to go with you as well.
Okay.
You know.
You're an old Norwood. No, you're a Sturt man, weren't you? You didn't play it.
Yes.
Wow, that's the opposition. Okay, so I'm going for Norwood to play North in the grand final next week and North to win the grand final.
They deserve it, yes, in my humble opinion. BLNG.
Well, we've had the McGarry medal one night. We've had the...
Schluter
medal the same night, actually.
Watched it
on, as you did, on live stream.
I did watch it on
live stream. And we've got Steve Burton and Sammy Calhoun.
Yes.
Joint winners. 20 votes each.
Well, I think there's an argument to be mounted that they both could say they're a little unlucky not to win outright. Steve Burton's is an amazing performance, really, because he is playing in the ultimate best team in the competition with a huge, numerous number of good players who took votes away from him.
Certainly did, Rick, and I've got that just in front of me. Finn Pisani, 14.
Good
Press,
player.
11. Witwer, 11. And then you even had Cutting with 9. So, yeah, and a few others spread out on 3s, 1s, 2s. There's a lot that polled there. So.
Yeah, I mean, that is an excellent performance. I might say Sammy Calhoun's is a good performance as well because he would have had votes taken away from him by Zane Kirkwood.
18. He came third.
Yes.
He came third.
And we've got to remember that Zane Kirkwood actually missed a number
of
games.
Yes, he did. He missed a few games there. Yeah. He had COVID and he got COVID. That's right. But only 17 under players polled votes. That's where...
And that's what I've been saying on the show for a few weeks. The lack of depth in Tanunda is indicated by that. You've got... You know, half of the South side at least collecting some votes, and others, some of their solid backs who will never collect a 1, 2, or 3, but are worth their weight in gold. Yeah. And I think that's the problem, that unless, as we've said before, Kirkwood and Calhoun play very well, they're struggling. And that's why, jumping ahead, I'm going to predict Newry to beat them in the preliminary final.
Just on that quickly, yes? Rick, 14 South players polled votes. 14. You just mentioned lack of depth, perhaps it's an under. Big rumour this week, Rick.
What?
Big rumour. Now, big three are coming back next season. One is almost a definite. That is the ex-coach in Dean Turlich.
Four.
Not happy at Yeraidla.
Not happy.
At all. The other two went to Lucendale, which is only just a little run down the road, playing for nothing, I think. Just down, you know, just over the hill here, basically.
Yes, of course it
is. McFarlane and Trenberth could be possible starters next season with that current Tanunda lineup.
Well, if that was to occur, then that would bring them really back into the...
Need a big forward, don't they?
They need a big forward, my argument is they need a big, good ruckman.
Yep.
Even with those three, okay, those three gives them a full forward.
Yep.
It gives them...
Voigt to ruck.
Yeah, and yeah,
yep.
And then they're back in the hunt.
Yep, McFarlane on a wing or someone like that.
Yeah.
Turlich is a 40 or 50 goal a year forward as well on a flank.
Well, just think of just think of Turlich and, I mean, I'm not saying it would happen necessarily, but Turlich and Kirkwood swapping spots every now and again.
How would they go the salary cap, you reckon, though?
Oh, well, truly, would it
be just under, wouldn't
it? Those three are just playing for love, aren't they?
They just enjoy the drive up through the vineyards.
Yeah,
I've said that.
Exactly.
That is something to look out for in the next...
Is that rumour any more accurate than the rumours that Williston were going to get a lot of players?
Yeah, that was you for those rumours. Yeah, thanks, Mick Bryan. Okay, so this week's games...
Hang on, you haven't picked your preliminary final.
I'm going for Tanunda on the home deck. I'm going to go Tanunda.
In the mud?
You've got all these little players. Biagi, Fechner, just to name a couple. Did I say Biagi, Fechner, to name a couple?
But one of the problems you've got is that you've got to get the ball first.
They're my nephews.
I know, that's why. No,
I'll go Tanunda on the home deck. I think hard to beat.
I did actually tip
Newry to win the flag.
Yes, you did. Obviously. I think Newry, with their physical strength, will get up.
Oh, well, I've got it. So Kirkwood was third. Bentley was equal fourth with Jay Shannon.
Yes.
So I'll quickly finish off that, the medal count. Yep. That was the top five. Okay, so you've gone Newry, I've gone Tanunda.
Now, we'll just quickly mention the BLG reserves.
Yep.
Newry versus Angaston.
Newry for me.
Newry, yes. Newry are a little...
Beat South.
Correct. Now, South were about three games ahead. The other three in the four in the reserves were all on the same number of points. But Newry were a bit unlucky not to have gone straight to the GF. They will beat Angaston,
yep.
I reckon.
Yep, I agree. Yep. I agree with you there. Okay. Do we need to go on to the... AFL.
AFL, indeed.
Be a shorter segment today because only a couple games this week.
Correct.
Melbourne play Brisbane as we speak tonight.
Yep. Brisbane are one of these sides that is always around. You know, for the last few years, they've made the eight very well. And then when the going gets a bit tough in the finals, it's not as though they bow out, but they just don't seem to have that magic element to win the big ones when it counts. I will go for Melbourne with a degree of confidence.
Same here. I'm going Melbourne. It's in Melbourne. Brisbane had the home final last week, which they actually did just fall over the line. Been some good finals, hasn't there, Rick?
There have been some very, very good finals.
And then the other game is Collingwood and Frio. Frio sort of started like a second-rate side and came back with the wind and flew past them,
well,
didn't
they? Well, an amazing performance. They were gone for all money halfway through the game. I can't see them beating Collingwood, but Frio at their best would give it a very good shake if they can, particularly if they can play four quarters of their best.
Yep.
But
tend to agree.
I really think that Collingwood
will get up. Yep, I think Collingwood too. Quickly, while we're on the AFL, Rick.
Yes.
Next coach of Essendon. Who is it going to be? The talking herd, Cameron. Lyon doesn't want it now.
I heard a rumour the other day.
Me?
Phil Fechner.
Why not?
Well, I mean, no,
I want to move to Melbourne.
It makes you, no one wants to go near Essendon.
It's funny, isn't it? I mean, they're not a bad side, you know? I mean, you've got to have the right man in that job, I think. And
I still think the problem, it relates to all levels of sport, in all sports. Don't ask me to try and explain why, but in any club, their performance on field is a reflection of how well their administration's going.
Well, they have had a clean out too.
They have. I think that's one of Essendon's big problems. I'm not sure whether they've got any captain with his hand on the rudder. That's what
Well, the captain is talking about going anyhow, isn't he? He's looking for a 5-year deal in Heppel.
Yeah.
Looking for a 5-year deal. But it is
with trade coming up and all that. The fact that they haven't knocked over a coach yet is a bit of a worry.
Yeah, absolutely. just quickly, it looks like Rutten might be coming to Port Adelaide as an assistant.
Is he?
Is the rumour? As well as Junior Riley.
Junior. Yes.
We've got to call him Junior.
Yeah. Well, he would be a good picker.
Yeah. And then you're talking Dunkley from the Western Bulldogs as well.
Yeah, but we could get rid of the bloke we got from Essendon who's never played. Fantasia.
Oh, yeah, well.
We could send him across the Nullarbor.
He's still there,
I think.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he just took another year.
Good money for someone who doesn't play.
A bit of SNFL. I think he played about 3 games there, didn't he? That's about it.
That might be two more than...
Well, finishing on the AFL quickly, Rick, I think the winner of those games this week will have to beat Geelong in the grand final.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they've been around again just like... I just have my worries with Geelong. If they're going to win it, it's got to be this year.
Mm. Yep, they're running out of time.
Well, they're running out of...
Oldest list in the AFL.
That's what I was going to say. It's this year or bust, I reckon.
Yep. I tend to agree.
I mean, they obviously have got to start favourites, but again, as we've indicated earlier in the program, it's a two-horse race, and I don't think they're a shoo-in by any stretch of the imagination.
Not like South.
Not like South Gawler. Okay. No.
No worries. Well, that's virtually covered the AFL. Look, quickly, Rick, I watched a bit of cricket last night, a 50-over game. It was New Zealand versus Australia.
Yes.
One of our favourite spin bowlers, Zampa.
Yes.
5 for 35.
What?
Oh, turning him.
Sideways.
No.
But what
it's
about...
It's a very loose shot. So they only made about 80-something.
I hear the captain's in good form.
He made a duck again. Yeah. 2 balls.
That's ridiculous.
He's got to go.
Well,
that is ridiculous.
He doesn't make any runs.
You see his scores from the last 10 innings is just ridiculous. And he's still going to hang in there, isn't he?
But, Phil, I like it. And I'm sure our listeners will like the way you've led us into the really good breaking news. The SACA Premier League reorganisation.
You might get a game in the Div 2. What's your thoughts on that, Rick? You're the cricketing guru. Div 1, Div 2, is that right?
The thoughts are, for those who aren't all over it, the proposal, SACA are selling it as if it's a fait accompli. I'm not sure, I haven't heard whether that's so, but the proposal is there's 13 sides at the moment, but they're going to make it 14 because they don't want to have a bye, so they're going to create the state under 19 side.
Oh, okay.
Now, what they want to do is have a Division 1, 8 sides, Division 2, 6 sides, and then a relegation system. And this would not be for next season, it will be for the season after.
Oh, okay.
And whoever finish in the top 8 in the coming season will be the Division 1 of the following year.
Yep.
Now, I just think, you've asked me what I think. I think it will be, if it happens, a total disaster. The reason I think it's going to be a total disaster is, picture Phil Fechner, young, up-and-coming, very talented prospect.
I think you've hit the nail on the head.
Right. Would you want to play for a Division 2 side? No. So therefore, you'd want to go to the Division One side. But just to confuse the issue even more, if you're as good as I've painted the picture, Phil Fechner will be picked in the state squad and thus the state under 19 side. Where are they going to play? In B grade.
Oh, they're in the B's, so they wouldn't put him in that top.
No, so it is just, it is a nonsense.
Yeah.
Now, I hate bringing, using me as an example, but many former first class, who went on to play first class cricketers, were playing regular A grade cricket well and truly before they were 18. I actually started when I was just 16, I think it was. But the fact is that you get better at that age playing with better people, not amongst your own peers
in an under-19
side in the second division, which by its very nature has to be B-grade standard because the top eight sides are in the A-grade standard.
Yeah, that, I mean, that doesn't make sense.
There is no sense.
No. Went to the show during the week, Rick, and I came past the Karen Rolton Oval on the train. And, well, I don't know whether that was South Australia's second 11 or their first 11 then playing on that oval there.
Were they having
a practice game. Yeah, proper umpires and everything there. So it would have been hard to tell, like, because of the standard.
Well, while we're still on it, I just think it would be a disaster. It does not achieve a thing. Now, and I'll excuse myself, and I know I lose a lot of friends from my university days when I say this. And I'm all for getting rid of the uneven number of sides.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? Because no one playing youthful cricket wants to have a bye.
Yep.
Right. Solution is not to add a side, i.e. the state under-19s, is to get rid of a side. The solution is to get rid of university. University, to the best of my knowledge, not only has it never been a suburban district, it's not a council zone. At least in my day, you had to be going to university to play for them. Now, you don't have to do anything.
Mm. Yep.
So they are the, if
just
you
just a made up side.
Well, they are now. Yep. And so my solution is, one last thing.
Yep.
It'd be a good idea if the high performance SACA management insisted that all the Redback squad, whenever they were not committed to a first-class game or whatever, were forced to play Premier League cricket. Instead of, as has been directed in the last few years, they've been told by the high-performance department, the clubs have been directed not to pick them because they're being rested, Phil. Rested from all the runs they've made, all the wickets they've taken. Now, I've had
I thought you were going to say put them into Div 2 because they're probably about there. Where they... Anyway, that's another story.
Well, we're beginning to run out of time.
We are, Rick. Have you got a joke?
The 19-year-old Noel. He was trying to put one over the 50-year-old coach that he had. And the coach, he was getting very exasperated about the whole thing. And in the end, he looked at him and said, "Listen, son, don't try to be smart with me. I was in uniform when you were still in liquid form."
Ooh, is that allowed? Did that get passed?
Got passed by, the producer.
Okay. No worries.
No worries at all.
Very good.
Favorite.
Hey, we're well and truly over time here at Mawson Lakes today.
It's a wonderful studio. It's lovely to see.
If
only we had a sun.
Yes.
Anyway, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.